Now more with Frank Gaffney.
This is the third installment of our full hour-long program with John Guandolo, a personal hero of mine in the war for the free world, who these days runs an indispensable outfit, Understanding the Threat. But we've been talking about how he got to that point and the kind of training that he was doing inside the government until basically he was forced to stop doing that training. And it speaks to something, John, that we've been wrestling with ever since. This phenomenon of willful blindness is two hearings on Capitol Hill, one by Senator Cruz, the other by Representative Scott Perry last year, exposed very clearly operating inside successive administrations. I'm sorry to say, I think including this one. But talk a little bit about what happened to you personally in the FBI that gave rise to your, I think, premature departure from the organization.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do it. So after August of 2006, when I ran the first training program in the government that dealt with these issues, the Muslim Brotherhood, Sharia, and how they do what they do, immediately after, I got notified by some very senior case agents, a couple of whom had been at the training, and these were very good agents, actually out of the Phoenix office, who had dealt with Al-Qaeda leading up to 9/11. Prior to 9/11, and they notified me that on September 11th, 2006, there was going to be a unity march in Washington, D.C. and in New York. And one of the leading organizations working with this group was Hamas, doing business as the Council on American Islamic Relations.
Now, when you say there's that connection, John, just let me ask you to digress for 1 second. Why do you call CARE, as it's better known, a front for Hamas?
Because the evidence in the Holy Land Foundation, as well as the Muslim Brotherhood's history, shows that the U.S. Muslim Brotherhood, on the orders from the International Muslim Brotherhood, created a Palestine committee here in the United States, which was to be Hamas here. And the leadership of the what came to be known in 1994, when it was created, CARE, was created by primarily by Omar Ahmad and Nihad Awad, who were two very prominent leaders of the Palestine Committee. Omar Ahmad was on the executive committee of the U.S.-Palestine Committee, which is Hamas, the United States. And they came from the Islamic Association of Palestine, which the government recognizes as a Hamas entity, and they created CARE. And we have numerous documents. I mean, the federal judge in the Holy Land Foundation said the government has produced, and this is a quote, produced ample evidence to establish the associations of CARE, ISNA, and NATE, which are two other groups, but CARE with the Hamas Front, IAP, with the Holy Land Foundation, and with Hamas itself.
Now, and one of those documents, John, it's important to note, was a wiretap conducted by your old outfit, the FBI, at the organizational meeting of the Council on American Islamic Relations back in 1993. So this is a locked down case. I just wanted to make sure we were properly calibrated on the nature of this organization, CARE. So there it was, leading a unity rally on September 11th, 2006. And then what happened?
Well, and the other thing I would say is that Understanding the Threat, for your listeners, right on our homepage, there's a block that says CARE of Hamas. Click it, and it's a short list of some of that evidence. But so I bring this to the attention of who CARE is to the organizer of the unity walk. What I did not know at the time was that he was actually a sympathizer of the Muslim Brotherhood. He was not a Muslim, but I believe he has since converted, but he was a sympathizer. When I laid out the information, now this is, you know, end of August 2006, after our two-week initial training program, I get this information. I'm notifying this guy. Well, he notifies CARE that he got this call from the FBI. Now, this is before, this is the Friday before Labor Day weekend. So I make this call. He notifies CARE. I come into work Tuesday morning. I get called to the boss's office. And what I found out happened was this guy tells CARE comes up with a plan. They call the assistant director for counterterrorism in the FBI at our headquarters, who calls the assistant director of the FBI at the Washington field office, who calls the special agent in charge of counterterrorism. And they're all sitting with my supervisor in the office when I walk in, and they just rip me a new one because the leadership of CARE is upset that I did this. And that's where it began.
Let me just emphasize one other thing, John, if I can, because this is so important. In addition to the great work that you have published at Understanding the Threat, at securefreedom.org, you can find the actual transcript of this wiretap and some annotations reflecting testimony in the Holy Land Foundation trial by one of your colleagues, Linda Burns, and some other additional material that subsequently came to light. People need to really understand the nature of this organization when they are hearing stories like this, John, that a distinguished, highly skilled, highly qualified FBI agent doing leading edge work in the counterterrorism space was essentially taken out by CARE. So I just want to give that background. Everybody can take advantage of these online resources, and I hope they will. So pick up your narrative quickly, John, if you would.
Well, so that began then some friction, needless to say, and I laid out who these guys were. But, you know, the response I got was, listen, if we can arrest them for something, let's do it. And the point is, the investigation is as much a conspiracy to overthrow the government as it is an espionage matter. And so in the counterterrorism division, they don't want to hear about espionage or counterintelligence. That's a totally different world. So that's not how we dealt with things, which is another part of the problem. But following this, so right on the heels of that, at FBI headquarters, I find out they're doing a presentation by a guy named Irfan Shahid from the Alawid bin Talal Center for Christian and Muslim Understanding at Georgetown, which is a Saudi-funded terrorist propaganda center by Prince Alawid bin Talal, is one of the largest single donors of the global jihad on the planet. And I go and I listen. And it's not only propaganda. I mean, he is flat out calling out the United States for being the problem, saying that, jihad and martyrdom are legitimate because of the way the Muslim world's being treated. And in FBI headquarters auditorium, in front of hundreds of people and being live streamed across the FBI, at the end, I finally stood up and just called them out for this BS. And following this, I wrote a letter to the assistant director of the FBI for public affairs, who is John Miller, the former ABC reporter who interviewed bin Laden, and just asked him, I mean, how incompetent are you to bring in a suit-wearing jihadi to FBI headquarters?
For the purpose of indoctrinating the personnel in the FBI. I mean, again, this speaks to the point that I'm making about disarming our first lines of defense. We've got a book on this, as you know, John, called See No Sharia. And it just, this tale and what happened to you next is a prime example of the purging and the willful blindness and so on. John, we're going to have to pause for just a moment here. I do want to just wrap that part of the story up. But let me just say, what you've described here in terms of the penetration of our government and the influence operations that have been run against it, and specifically the extent to which this Muslim Brotherhood apparat doing business under various fronts, notably but not exclusively the Council on American-Islamic Relations, has actually taken down not just individuals like yourself, but our situational awareness, call it willful blindness. Andy McCarthy calls it compulsory blindness. Whatever we think of it is, you know, the diversity, sensitivity, political correctness. The enemy, as you know better than just about anybody, John Guandolo, calls it something else. They call it submission. And that makes them far more emboldened and more dangerous, and why the work that you're about now, John, at Understanding the Threat is so centrally important. We'll talk more about that work with John Guandolo right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.